Hallelujah. Wherever you are, please lift up your voice to heaven and cry and ask the Lord to shift us to new seasons. Push me into new dimensions, new seasons, new realities, new places of possibilities. Places I've never touched before. Do what only you can do in my life. Are you praying now? Shift my life. Push me. New dimensions, new seasons. The labor of the foolish wearieth all of them, because they know not the way to the city. Open my eyes, O God. Show me great and mighty things which I know not of. I open myself before you tonight. I swallow my pride. I acknowledge that I don't know. So teach me. Teach me. The Ethiopian youth had no understanding. He does not know what he was reading. Yet he was reading. Oh, and God quickened the man and said, go and ask him, understandest thou what thou readest? And he says, I don't. Can you answer God tonight? I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Do you know where you are heading to? I don't. Teach me this day. And you shall hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Balakasena. Teach me the way of the spirit. Eruana, pick up him, la tetetetepa, rakata pakata pakata, pa 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 pa, ata pakata, peron dera dera, eh, Eruana, the ways of the spirit. There is something that is mightier, something stronger, something clearer than human intellect. Teach me the way of the spirit. Shepeketa, rokotope mamana, erua namaka, rekatepe komele, erua, eh. This is the place.
of encounters. This is the place where my life will change. Say, this is the place.
This is the place.
Lord, my life must change today. This is where you encounter me. This is where you encounter me. The altar with my Father. Leave me at the altar with my Father. In case anybody want to tell you are overdoing it, why are you doing like this? Why are you praying like this? This song is their response. Leave me at the altar. We are not experiencing the same thing. Our destinies are not the same. You don't know where I'm heading to. You don't know what I must overcome. You don't know what I must come out from. So leave me. Just leave me. Leave me this night. Say, leave me at the altar. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. Head and say, offer every darkness upon my life and destiny. Let there be light. Lift up your voice and pray and pray. Let there be light. Light over my finance. Light over my spirituality. Light over my health. Light over everything around me. Oh, don't be quiet, brother. Don't be quiet, sister. There are mountains and there are thrones, but only Yeshua will reign forever. Why did you stop praying? Why did you stop praying over your life?
There are kings.
There are kings.
destiny, over my destiny. Only Yeshua will reign.
Oh my God.
But only Yeshua who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones, but only Yeshua who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end.
Many things have spoken concerning your life. Many powers have been deployed to resist the counsel of God from coming to pass. Many elements that restrict the rising of stars from where you came from. Why many mighty destinies could not find expression? You are not the first great man that attempted to manifest in that family. Don't be deceived. You are not the first man with potential. Many have come before you.
There are mountains and there are thrones.
Who is that mountain that can stand before Zerubbabel? There are mountains you must overcome. You climb them and stand on the peak of them, signifying authority. The Bible spoke concerning the war of Babylon, the secret and mystery Babylon. It says it was a woman that sits upon seven mountains. She sat upon seven mountains. There are mountains you must dominate.
Only Yeshua who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Only my Jesus who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Only my helper who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones. But only Yeshua who reigns forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end.
Amen. Over his promises. Everything he says about my destiny.
Amen.
Listen. Remember any promise that can enter your mind now. Remember any promise. Any promise. Sometimes it sounds too good to be true. And use this song to bind it into your life. It's a simple song.
Amen. Amen.
I believe. I believe.
Say amen.
I believe. I choose to believe. Please, if you can, be seated. I welcome you all to God's presence. Many things are our birthright in God. But many a man will live their whole life and never ever enter experientially the things that are reserved for them. The heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a servant, although he be Lord of all. It's your own. Can you imagine scripture speaking about a tragedy that was contemplated on under the sun? That he saw servants riding horses that belongs to Lekau sons. Yet, sons of the kingdom are walking on their feet. I see another wickedness under the sun. That this one, the Bible contained and described it as wickedness. That this thing belonged to this man. Yet another man used means of illegality and possessed it. Maybe you meditate that song one more time. Some of you, a wicked spirit is echoing to your heart that you will not live long. You will come down with one organ failure. So from time to time, a sharp pain will happen to remind you that could it be?
Amen.
Amen. The diseases of the Egyptian shall not come near you. It's a promise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If I perish, I perish. But I will perish believing these things. Heaven and earth will pass away. These promises will never fall to the ground. Many of us, the things that are currently bedeviling our life are things that God has spoken to withdraw it. It's already your own. It's in your name.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Was time to explain why Satan is this potent in the life of believers. The submission of scripture is that my people perish for lack of knowledge, not for the power of the adversary, not because the adversary is powerful, but because warlocks, mighty Puritans, don't know their identity, so they die like men. He said, I say unto you, ye are gods, all of you are children of the Most High God. What Satan was looking for was to be like God, but he was not designed to be God. And man was made God, yet the God is now under the oppression of a creature that has no taxonomy of a God.
and he says, what has happened? I say unto you, ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High God, but you die like men. How do men die? They're trying to cross the road. One car come and clear you. No. I tell you how God end their life. They call their children and bless everybody. Tell everybody what the end of their days will be. Then they will sleep in peace with their fathers. Like Apostle Paul, you will address all your harvest and say, I have fought the fight. I have run the race. My life was not taken. Jesus said, I laid it down. Nobody can carry this thing from you. You will live until you are tired. Then you will call your children and say, you will rise. You will be the pillar of support to your brethren. You will be bread. You will be a sword. And you will configure an army with your word. And then you will sleep in peace. It's those days that men rest. Now people don't rest in peace. They don't die in rest. They are cut off in the middle of their days. Because it's a hostile territory. And men have not been trained to be men of war. He says, he teacheth my hand to war. If you must succeed in a time as this, where violence has consumed the space, something as little as a job, violence is involved. Something as little as a job. You came with certificate. Another man came with certificate plus a support. So you find out that at the end of the day, only men who are not supported, they will become victims. It says a cry was heard in Ramah. Rachel cried because her children were no more. In this battle, it's only children that will die. If you refuse to grow and remain a child forever, the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from his servant, although he be Lord of all. There is a cry that will be heard in Ramah. And he says it's because the children of Rachel are no more. There will be a day when war will break out and the casualty will be children. You will wish you were grown all this while. You will wish you were studying when you were supposed to be studying. You will wish you were praying when you were supposed to be praying. And all the tools that make for spiritual growth, you will wish you have maximized it. One of these days, a child will come and tell you. It's not every challenge that Panadol can help. Your solution is not always in the chemist. There are diagnoses that the doctors will look at you completely and say nothing is wrong with you. Yet you are dying. It will require a man who has an eye, a voice, an arm in the spirit, so that you go and check outside this three-dimensional world. There is another world, too real, that only spirits can make obeisance to. And so if they plant something there, can I share something with you, saints of God? Please, if you are hearing me, say amen. Amen. When a person sleeps and have a dream and see a loved one die and wakes up and warns the family or forgets, I'm speaking about two categories of people. There are those who have been placed in homes as watchers, keepers, and custodians of heavy principles. They are the ones that God will give an insight to every time Satan makes a move. He says, will I do anything without telling my servants, the prophets? So there will be a watcher in every family. It is battle formation. That's what I call it. The battle formation will make sure in every lineage they kept one man as their eye. When Satan comes, the first target is the watchman. So that if he cannot blow the alarm and awaken the army up when an enemy army is approaching, the enemy will come and consume the people without preparation. Mind you, the Bible says, if I say unto you a watchman, I show you a thing and you did not declare it, and sudden affliction comes upon the people, I will bear their blood on your hand. And so when they come for a watchman, the first thing they begin to interact with is his ability to see. Because the power of a watcher is his sight. They begin to manipulate his dream. When they try that for a long time, they will try to install an addiction in his life. And what they seek to do is to make sure that his flesh will be so bogus on the strength of what he fed it every day. Because that addiction is like food you give the flesh per time. And when the flesh becomes too bogus, whatever you see in your spirit, when you wake up, the flesh will seize it. So you will have dreams and you will not remember them. And the remembering of your dream is the saving of a life. And so watchers will be there. Something is in your spirit. You woke up and you were troubled. Have you woken up restless before? It's a message that is making you restless, although you have forgotten it. Something your spirit saw that was supposed to announce. There were days when you wake up, the whole family is supposed to enter a dry fast for the next 24 hours because you have sensed movements from a distant horizon. Enemy army are approaching, but watchers are domesticated by the strange powers of darkness. And when they set to achieve these purposes, many of us, you don't know why God continues to train you along the line he trains you. The training of a watchman, one of his final exams he will write, is God will show you things, and the question paper, the question you find on that paper is, son of man, what seest thou? when you wake up, all creatures will be paying attention. I will tell you how they know how you answer your question. So you probably had a dream, and then you saw obituaries on your street and people crying. You wake up. None of your family member was the people you saw. So there was a rest on your soul. And then you now say, mark my words. So you want to use that thing to shine now. Mark my words. You will hear of death soon. You will hear of death soon. After 2 days, sporadic attack of death. The spirit of death encamped against that space. Then they came and said, you are a prophet. You. We found out that anything you say come to pass. You have failed that exam. Because the reason for that was for intervention. It was to stop the hand of darkness. He that much is given, much is required from. And so, when they start hailing you, among men, you begin to build a reputation for yourself. But with the immortals, your reputation begins to decline. They know that you are not trusted. You cannot move. You can't carry the burdens of the Lord. You are only consumed by anything that affects you. And so, the day they show you another thing, exam number two, now show you your mother, because that might be the person you love the most. And they see that you did not even wait till morning. From that dream that night, you were on your knees praying till the next day. So they watch you and say, he's not trusted. Your brother, your mother, your sister in this kingdom is anybody that God loves. It's your brother, it's your sister, it's your mother, it's your father. Is it this biological connection that we continue to use as a basis for our showing of favor? When you close your eye in this realm, your brother will no longer be your brother. That relationship, time can close it. Your wife, time closes it too. No spirit is any spirit's husband. No spirit is any spirit's mother. That's where you wish you loved men genuinely. What seest thou? When you wake up and you began to pray, Lord, your mercy over this territory, your mercy. You have asked the question, what seest thou? Because you don't need to say, I see. It is your response that convinces them that you have seen something. There's the first category of people here that my emphasis will be this on. These are the keepers, watchers with the eyes of eagles. You have been installed in that family. It took a lot of attention to create you from the labs of ordination, the studios of eternity, where they connected your parts together. There was so much detail factored into you. They gave you the ability to see into 5 years to come, 5 months. Because of where you stand spiritually, your eye can see far. And so they are manipulating your vision now. You are no longer seeing again. Because now you can go through a night and the whole night will be blank. And the reason is that now everybody under you are now under rigs, because their watcher is asleep. The watchman has gone to sleep. Woe betide that city that don't have a watch on their tower. There is something called a watchtower. A high elevation. So that the person who stands there can see very far. Don't be deceived. It's not everybody that dream like you. Never let anybody trivialize the sacred things God has given to you. Not everybody has the potential you have. Many of you, people want you to see. When Joseph was saying, I see the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to me, it sounds like a normal dream. But that dream is a combination, a narration of the history of a whole generation. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars. I'm speaking to people who are given the eye of an eagle. Who everything, every movement. Oh, the Gentile king says, who among us is telling our enemy our secrets? Who is always telling our enemy what we want to do? There was one Elisha in Israel. Anytime they plan, he will call his own king and say, don't follow this road. There is a plan there. Do we have watchers? Watchers who can secure families. Watchers who can secure destinies. Watchers who can secure the church. Who are those who can show us what the plan of the enemy is for the election? Because whether you like it or not, there are all kinds of secret meetings. All kinds of... See, you don't know the conspiracies on ground. And the spirits that seek blood are moving them. And say, go, go, go this way.
Only spirits can fight this war now. Because the solution to the predicament of Nigeria is not in the hand of mortals again. It has gone past our hand. Our leaders are signs that the solution is no longer with men. It will take spirits to step into time. And this is when the ordinations of men must be activated. Whoever you are, become it quickly. Whoever Zion has designed you to be, become it quickly. There's no time again. Somebody say, by God's grace, when I grow up, you are already grown, brother. Sister, you are grown. The season of manifestation is now. If you don't show up now, the war will be fought and God will win without you. Woe betide you that when God needed you, you did not show up. They will ask, why are you even alive first? What did we send you into time to do? John chapter 1 verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7 says, the same came. Are you the one that was sent? Or you are still entertaining lust? You are still there and Satan is trying to confuse your identity. Many people unfortunately don't even know who they are. So they cannot command deliverance for Jacob yet. You are still following men in confusion. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are there. Until you step upon the oracles of ordination and say, I have found out who I am. Many things are calling your attention. You will pass by sick people and suddenly your heart will begin to beat faster. Not everybody's heart is troubled. Many people mind their business when they see people in sorrow. You see a child who is supposed to be in school, he's hawking, and you will pass and your own heart will start boiling. It's not everybody who is bothered that that boy is supposed to be in school. There are people with unique wiring. These are the bread of the poor. They made them to become a chamber like a bank that anytime God needs to withdraw, he will follow this man. And so they will make that until the day you find out who you are. But my people perish for lack of knowledge. Many things spoken concerning you, but we never walk concerning it. How many mighty men die on the streets every day? How many great destinies are drunk with all kinds of wine? Many people are lost pursuing pleasure and they don't know yet that this whole thing is designed to keep them glued to an addiction, so that when their youth is spent, suddenly they will now break into a reality of who they are. But you can only remember your creator in the days of your youth. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 21, he says, it is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. It is the youth they are fasting against. All this contention is only in your youth. One of these days Satan will not have time for you too. Once he has exhausted your youth, he will be looking for Satan to tempt you. You will not even see. He will be focusing on the people who still have a role to play. Once your own role is expired, no more need for you in the script. He will leave you. And it's now we who are in the field are begging and saying, where are our brothers? Where are the ones they sent into time with us? Where are the ones they said we are going to fight this war in the 21st century together? Can you see how the camp of darkness have produced many mighty men? Goliath have arisen. And those who defend the flag of Jesus are few, very few. You still think it's about marriage? You want to marry? Sister, wake up, wake up. You are a warrior prophetess. Deborah, awake, awake, awake. We need your breed in that war. We need a woman that can wield Barak, that can call Issachar, and then Deborah, Issachar, and Barak can forge an allegiance. Ah! If those guys meet, no army can stop them. He says, awake, awake, Deborah. Utter a song. Utter a song. Awake, Barak. He says, lead their captivity captive. Only Deborah can bring Issachar and Barak together. It's one Deborah that connects these two strange anointings. Where are Deborahs? Where are Deborahs? You know you are the one I'm talking to. I'm so tired. I'm tired of talking. In all honesty, I wish the Holy Ghost can fetch a burden from my soul and just put on somebody. So you go and hide yourself somewhere and say, this thing cannot continue like this. I am here for an assignment. I must do the work of He that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can walk. Awake, 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 awake.
The borders awake. The borders awake. Awake, 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 awake. Nehemiah's awake. Jeremiah's awake. Awake, 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 awake.
Awake, awake.
War. Spirits know these things. Demons know. The only person who don't know is you. You are the one thinking life is about your account balance. We are at war. The commodity, the contention is the soul of man. Who can possess more soul is the one that won this fight. It's not size of church. It's not the size of building. We are at war and the battle is for souls. I refuse to serve darkness. I refuse to be used to advance the cause of iniquity. My picture on Facebook, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Instagram, anywhere, my picture will never foster iniquity. Can somebody vow those vows? You don't know how they are using you. You don't know yet that you have been used. We are at war. Men continue to fall by the day. My videos will not be used. My image cannot strengthen darkness. I will never help darkness. There are 7 people in this place. The oil of the Lord rests upon their head right now. And it is the oil of influence. Influence. You are going to rule the media space. The media space. The media space. Mark my words today. 7 of them, Holy Ghost, wherever they are, upon their heads now. Now, now, now. Everywhere they are. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 The enemy has used us to advocate for unrighteousness, used us to advocate for iniquity. Now it's time for that's your face that has served Satan briefly. It's time, sister. It's time. It's time to begin to glorify Jesus. Ushers, please just go around. Go around. I see a very unique and strange anointing enter this place. I've never seen this thing in my life before. To God who made me, I see a unique and strange anointing. The only word I can use to describe it is hunger for God. Hunger is a burning passion for holiness, a yearning for righteousness, a desire for purity. It looks like snow, very white. I see it dropping upon people. Ushers, please go around. Please go around. It's called the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whatever you want to change, Lord, you can change through me. Whoever you want to save, Lord, you can save through me. Whoever you want to heal, Lord, you can heal. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to bless, Lord, you can bless through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whatever you want to change, Lord, you can change through me. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. Listen. Want to rededicate your life to Christ, please run forward quickly, quickly from wherever you are. Start running forward now. You know that the Holy Ghost has given you that burden. He says, come before my throne now and submit to my covenant. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whatever you want to change, Lord, you can change through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whatever you want to change, Lord, you can change through me. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. the Spirit lays in my heart. There are people who are so petty, so trivial. You are supposed to be outside now. And even the Holy Ghost does not understand why. Why you have convinced yourself to still sit down and remain where you are. I don't understand. You are supposed to be here now. You know that this is where I should be. But something, just continue to stay.
I'm yours forevermore. Haya, 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 mbaka de Yesu, kumi azama branza.
Don't wait until you get to eternity to discover this truth. Don't wait until you get to eternity to realize this truth. Wherever you are, please begin to talk to Jesus. Just tell him anything that comes to your heart. Tell him anything that comes to your heart. It's you and him now. And believe me, he's listening to you. He's listening. Are you talking to Jesus? It's supposed to be your words. Please talk to him. Talk to him. It's okay to cry now. Don't stop those tears. Let them come.
I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours.
Don't just sing this song. Think about the words you are saying.
I would always follow you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I need following you. In life or in death, I am more.
To everybody who genuinely wants to follow God and there are laws warring against them, you are genuinely tired of rising and falling, tired of betraying your convictions, tired of falling and rising all the time, and you know there is something about my destiny. If I can be consistent, I know God will use me. You are here. Join them too, quickly, wherever you are. You know, if I can be consistent, there is nothing God cannot give me. Come and join them now. Holy Spirit, one more time, help me. Like Samson, can you cry? Everybody, can you cry? Many of us, many things have been stolen. Our eyes have been removed like Samson. They have taken your vision away. You no longer even have a conviction as to purpose in life again. They want you to live for pleasure, for pleasure, for pleasure. Oh, no, 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 no. It cannot continue like this. No, no. This is not how my story ends. It will not be said that I was rising and falling until I died. There must be a history that I was faithful, that I was consistent, that I touched God in my generation. I told you last week, the day you become restless, you will throw the yoke from your neck. May today be that day. Holy fire burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon my altar. This is an impartation. There is a fire that will consume them. Holy fire, holy fire, oh. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, oh. Holy fire. Listen, listen, wherever you are, hold somebody by your side. Make sure you are holding one human being. And if you can hold two, hold two. Behold the power of Jesus. And so, Holy Ghost, from the left to the right, everybody begin to pray in tongues now. The fire of consecration. The fire of consecration. It flows. It flows. Fire upon altars. We set altars on fire. Prayer life that is done. Come alive now. Come alive now. Holy Ghost. Touch. 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 Please hold the people by your side. Hold them. There is fire. There is fire. There is fire flowing in your vessels. Otakate barakata bakate bala. Sha. Ratatatatatatatatatata. Hey. De Roma. Ata komete. Sheberekate balatana. Please help them, help them. There is fire. Listen, number two, every stolen virtue, every stolen gift, every stolen talent, every stolen ability. I used to dream before. I have the eyes of an eagle before. I have a good prayer life before. I can study the word and see revelations before. Oh, Araskai Kaponte.
Tekapakatomena. Pakompe elaska ikomena. Retetetetetetete. At the count of three, we will shout that name, Jesus. Everything stolen from your life, stolen favor, stolen seasons, stolen time, stolen talent, stolen ability, I declare now, by the power in the name of Jesus, be restored. 1, 2, 3, right now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! I will restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten. I will restore the years that the caterpillar has eaten. I will restore. There's a strange thing I see now, and I will address it. The only thing I can use to describe it physically is procrastination. Procrastination is a spirit. It looks like a snail spiritually. I see that thing hanging around young men, especially young men. Procrastination. I stretch my hands over God's people. Everything that takes time from you, everything that makes you miss your moment of preparation, everything that caused you to miss moments of appearing, I stretch my hands and I release fire. It burns them out of your life now. At the count of three, you shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3, right now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Please help that sister. Help that brother. I've been declaring here for the doors of expectation to open for people. And my goodness, the testimonies of jobs, the testimony of jobs and openings are alarming. I get the text messages over and over again. Many people have even had to migrate from these states because the doors open in different locations. Today again, I speak over your life. I declare, every door you have been knocking on that has refused to open, I command the doors of expectation, Ephata, be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Please help that sister. The doors to your marital settlement, doors to financial stability, doors to ministerial stability, I declare now, Ephata, be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. We have seen what Jesus does. Every time his people are afflicted, every time Satan afflicts and plagues men, we have seen him heal people over and over again on this mountain. We have seen deliverance, restoration. We have seen rapid and sudden miracles. And so today, wherever you are, whatever bedevils you, whatever the case, whatever the sickness, whatever the challenge, whatever the illness, if it's body weakness, if it's pains, if it's all kinds of organ failures, if it's blood-related diseases, fevers, all kinds of ailments, lay your hands on yourself. And all I need from you is to shout amen as loud as you can. Our hope is tied to one name. One name. One name alone. One name will do it. Before I pray for you, take 10 seconds and ask Jesus to have mercy on you. Have mercy. That's the prayer of blind Bartimaeus. Have mercy.
I don't come claiming rights today. I am not claiming rights. Have mercy. Show me mercy. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus has healed. He has delivered. He has dissolved growths on this mountain. He has changed all kinds of narratives on this mountain. Bone conditions have been healed on this mountain. Blood-related diseases checked out on this mountain. I've seen eye defects. Eye defects vanish. Everybody following us online, please key into this moment. Those outside following us, key into this moment. Now, please place your hand on yourself. Place your hands on yourself. Media, if you can quickly do this for me, I will appreciate it. There is a voice I want to silence. Please project the suffering of Christ. If you have a short clip of it, the torment of Christ. There is a voice trying to convince you that you deserve what you are going through. And it's making it very hard for you to embrace your salvation. There is a voice reminding you of the role you played that brought you to that predicament. And I want to show you the role another person played to absolve you of the blame. So please, just focus on the screens now. This is a man without sin, no blemish, no record of iniquity. And so it will be on the strength of this thing that you, who is guilty, the one without guilt, has paid the price. Is there a sound to it? If there is a sound, play the sound too, please. Play the sound, please. Wherever you are, behold. Behold the legal ground. Behold the legal side. Behold where we build our case on. This is where the case is built. No other argument. This is why we believe. If there's no sound, give me a sign quickly. Don't keep me waiting. Just behold him. Behold him. Please behold him. There's deliverance by looking now. Just be looking. Look and live. Look and live. Look. Just look and live. Look and live. No argument. This is where it ended. This is why he said it is finished.
Because found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hands. Here I am. By the love that you give, I've given so that I found you.
Maybe you understand it now. This is what they don't want you to know. My people perish. Lack of knowledge. This sickness does not belong to my body again. It's illegal in my body. Majesty. Majesty. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. 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 Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed for a life in your hands. Amen. 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 Media, just display healing scriptures. Display healing scriptures. Just let the people see the legal side of our claim. Amen. 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 No, no. By his stripes you were healed. Amen, amen. 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 Listen, wherever you are, whatever the issue is, lay your hands on yourself now. All I need from you is to shout a thunderous amen. And now, O Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I commend your people to your loving hands. And I declare every affliction, every yoke, every infirmity, every sickness, every pain, every weakness, every organ failure, everything that has challenged their health, by the power and the authority of your resurrected Son, the one who sits on the right hand of your throne, I command right now the chain of sickness, the chain of affliction, the chain of illnesses and diseases. It's broken now. I command diseases, leave their bodies now. Pains, leave their bodies now. Weaknesses, leave their bodies now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever the Son shall set free, he is free indeed. I declare, once and for all, we close the chapter of illness and sickness and disease and fevers. It's closed now in the name of Jesus Christ. You who have been frequenting the hospital as though it's your second house, we clean that narrative from your destiny now. I command every pain to leave your body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever body weakness, whatever drowsiness, some of you could not stand for long. Jesus replaces all your infirmity with health now.